I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's happening. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton says Boko Haram took Gwoza last week, a town on the northeastern border of Nigeria, and created a caliphate.
It really does show a change of direction, and I think it shows the influence of the Islamic State and the success that they've had in Iraq and Syria.
Gwoza's fall scattered 15,000 people. Christians are under pressure, yet they're asking for this.
Pray that there will be a move of God's Spirit that will draw these terrorists to become believers in Jesus Christ and to follow him.
In spite of everything, it's still about the gospel. Will you stand with them? We'll connect you through a link at our website. Next, if you've ever wished you could do more for a ministry than write a check, listen to this. Kristen Hitchcock of Orphan's Heart says their donors face the same kind of dilemma. That's why Orphan's Heart teams up with the Women of Compassion Giving Society. Each year, this group of 120 women picks a ministry to give $1,000 to.
It's different every single year. You never know what's going to be on the ballot that they're voting on, and it all has to do with helping children to come to know Christ in some way.
And have you ever been asked to find a woman? Now, we're not talking about dating here. The International Mission Board's asking college students to serve with them for a semester in India. For 6 months, female students will help Southern Baptist missionaries connect with the hidden women of India and introduce them to Jesus Christ. This adventure isn't for the faint-hearted, though. Find more information and connect with IMB at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer, a story of changed lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through storing evangelism. It's great. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Ibrahim and the Dreamer link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.